Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Lee Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen, I love this song.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. We'll play a little bit more of that after a while. That's Lee Greenwood's song. I get choked up. I mean, it's like listening to the Star Spangled Banner almost. I mean, it's hard to listen to that song if you're an American, if you love America, if you're patriotic, as I am. I'm a kind of out of control patriotic. And it's hard to listen to that song without getting choked up a little bit. It's a wonderful song. I had the pleasure of hearing him sing that more than once. I have had the pleasure more than once of hearing him sing that in person. And I'm telling you, if you ever get a chance to hear Lee Greenwood sing that song in person, it will knock your socks off. It's amazing. I mean, it rouses the crowd, I promise you. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate. We're celebrating Veterans Day. That's right, it's Veterans Day in America. And we're going to be doing that for the rest of this hour and the next hour, too. We got four other guests coming on the show over the next hour and a half to talk to us about the different aspects of Veterans Day, not only the history of it, but what different people are doing about it to help veterans. That's a lot. The next hour is almost all going to be about what people are doing to help veterans, and we need to be helping them. We need to be to support them, and help them with their getting reoriented in the private sector, which is not easy, especially if they've been in combat, and help them find jobs. I just encourage you so much to give a veteran a chance at a job. I'll tell you, and I've said this many times before, my friends, and I'll probably say it again today a couple of times. Veterans have a leg up on non-veterans. No disrespect to anybody else, but just let me tell you real quickly about what veterans have gone through. Number one, they've been through some pretty darn tough training. They know what they're made of. They've had their full measure taken short of, you know, just their physical and their mental and their emotional measure has been taken in the training that they've received. These aren't cream puffs. These are people who know what it's like to go the extra mile when they don't think they can go any further. So they know about that. These are people who've had training to do different things. They've accepted training. They've received training, and they've become proficient at things. They know how to do that. These are people who have trained others. You know, people look at generals and they look at colonels and generals and all that and all the officers, and they think that they run the army. You know what? NCOs run the army. I was a commander of a company grade unit for a long time ago, for 3.5 years. I was a captain. I was a commander, but my NCOs ran the company. They did the training. They did 100%. I didn't train anybody. That wasn't my job. But all the training that's done so is done by NCOs. And of course, if you get a chance to hire even a corporal has had a responsibility to train somebody almost certainly. So they know about discipline. They appreciate the value of discipline, the importance of discipline. They know about showing up on time because by golly, when reveille's played, buddy, they roll out, and they know about order. They appreciate chain of command, and they're just I just think that now you know they're always of course there are exceptions, right? But I'm telling you in general. If you see a resume come across your desk, if you meet a person who's who's trying to get a job, and you see that they are a veteran, talk to them about that. I'm not going to tell you, oh, just hire them because they're a veteran. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say, just say, have a seat and tell me about your service. Tell me what you did. What was it like? How did you let them answer your questions about this? Answer your questions about the training. Tell me about the training you received. What were you proficient at? And if they talk about being proficient at weapons or weapon systems or tactics or whatever, just don't take that literally. Just apply that in a general way, as in a disciplinary way, as in, from a standpoint of discipline and learning and complying with the structure of an organization. Take it that way. Ask them about their experience in leading others. Leadership, when you meet a veteran, there's almost 100% chance that you're going to meet a leader, someone who has been a leader, and they'll reconnect to those skills that they learned if you give them an opportunity. If you meet a veteran, my friends, and they're looking for a job, give them a chance. And I promise you, trust me, I promise you, that advice I just gave you will serve you well much, much more than it won't. And we're going to take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating Veterans Day here all day on the Small Business Advocate Show, and proud to do it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.